Masters. It's a lot different, you know.
It's totally different. When I first got here, we weren't a close team. I didn't feel like we weren't a close team. For a lot of different reasons, but I think that's totally turned around. You know, like I mentioned to somebody earlier, you know, before usually when you have a team, you know, position groups stay with position groups. The O-line hangs out the O-line, D-line. But this year, we're all around each other. You know, you see running backs hanging out with D-backs, you know, D-line. We eat with the D-line sometime. Quarterbacks eat with whoever. So we're a closer team. We're starting to believe in each other. And winning does that. The more you win, the closer you get. So that's important. I think Rex preaches that every time he gets a chance to talk to us that, you know, we're all we got. It's us against the world. It's us against every team that steps into the stadium with us. And we have to be as close as possible to get through some of the wars that's ahead of us. And if we're not, you know, that adds to the losing edge.
Being close like that is important to your team's success then.
It's huge. I think so. I think, you know, chemistry and rapport and all that, you know, blends success. When you're able to trust and, you know, next guy next to you has a family and he has to make his money. You have to be on your game and he has to trust you and you have to trust him. And everybody has to believe in one goal. So that all adds together.
Ryan Winters, Ron Heller was saying over there that Ryan a lot of times last year resorted back to some mauling and playing.
Yeah.
Was kind of just not relying on his technique. What is that fine line like for a young
It's,
you want to be aggressive, but you want to play in that box.
It's confidence. Sometimes it's insecurity. You know, you're playing next. He's stuck in between two Pro Bowlers, you know, and that's a lot in itself. And there's a standard that you have to play with, and I think he's learning to it. I think he has to understand that, you know, you're not always going to be the guy to make the play. You got to let your mechanics and how you're taught make the play for you. And I think that's all about maturity and kind of evolving into himself, and he's on his way. I think he's having a great camp, especially O'Day, too. O'Day's coming on the team, played really well. So, you know, both of them young guys with a bright future.
You talked about having to trust the guy next to you, Breno, in his first year. You missed a little bit of time early on.
Yeah.
How did that chemistry come along?
It's going really well. I love him. We communicate really well. We get each other. We, you know, we look at tape of practice, you know, extra, because we understand that, you know, if we're on the same page and we're doing things right, you know, it's all equal success. So I love the guy.
Regarding, you think this year's team is tighter? Was there, you feel like there was too many meat guys last year, or was that a problem?
I think the team just went through a lot, you know, losing, and some of the issues they suffer from, you know, will cause division in the locker room. I think this year we put that aside, and we understand that, you know, every man needs to put their hand in the pile and be for each other, and that's what we believe in. Well, you know, Austin was extremely athletic. You know, he's really agile for a guy his size. I mean, he was a big, he was a house. You know, when he brought it, he brought it. And Breno's the same way. I think Breno's kind of a little more raw in certain aspects, but both are maulers, both get after it, and you know, both are good ball players.
Last